Okay, there's a next question here. James in Australia, this is a good one. Are the acupuncture points a useful reference to gauge the proximity of the non-physical with the meat sack?
Yes.
Yes.
They absolutely are. The meridians are within your vascular system, those same openings of within your chakras that are allowing that power to flow through you. Now, the only reason that's important is because you feel important to know about that. So if you don't care, then that can just work. But those meridians that are already set up within your meat sack body that respond, you can clear much of the garbage that you hold within your meat sack body. You can release that and open up channels or flows of energies, chi, if that's what you want to call it, and or other applications with moxa, other things that come into play, whether you add electrical current to the acupuncture points or not. Either way, it doesn't make any difference. We love them all. It's all great. You know, you can stick tweezers in an electrical socket and get a jolt out of that, too. And
okay. You don't have to. That's fine. But you said vascular system. I would just expand that. I'm sure you meant neurovascular system. Because
it did, but it also opens up the vascular.
Absolutely. Yeah, if someone needs circulation there, you get that red a histamine halo around the area or warm up the area just because you're getting the energy through there.
With the moxa, correct.
Or the needle,
correct.
Okay, Ion, you're saying that we created the acupuncture points to allow this flow, the non-physical, but you say we don't have to have that situation.
No, you can have your chakras opened already, and if there's no imbalance with your energy, you would find, you could go to the acupuncturist, and if they're good at their knowing or their practice, or their even in a Tai Chi or then there's different kinds of acupuncturist is what we're trying to say. They would look at you and they would see your energy and your energy flow, and if you were perfectly balanced within your meridians, then what would happen is you could get poked with needles everywhere. You wouldn't feel a single one of them, and it would be no pain at all whatsoever. You wouldn't even feel when they tap them. There would be no engagement within your neurovascular system because those channels would already be opened and flowing.
Yeah, it's like that famous story by Ram Dass, and I think his book Be Here Now, almost 40 years ago, where he gave 5 tablets of LSD to his guru in the Himalayas or someplace and didn't affect him at all. That's
right.
An example.
Now, you can take a look to what the acupuncture world from Chinese medicine, okay, if that's what you want to go from.
Yeah.
You can take this, an ascended master and take a 7-star, which is a needle pretty near close to a foot long, and they use it with a hammer, for Pete's sake, and have no consequence whatsoever.
All right, so did our chakras, part of our structure that we created, or were they there at the non-beginning, always there, or were they added to us because creators got locked up until they created something to trigger it? No. They're always were part
like
of
saying, that would be like saying, Ion, when did the human creators invent non-physical because they found themselves less than without it? Well, there was never a time you didn't have it. We're spending many, many, many moons trying to convince you and activating and engaging that which you already have. We're trying to tell you how to spend the money that you've already got instead of answering the question of why you ain't got no money.